Wednesday night, Guelph, the ballroom at the Red Chevron Club. The students arrive one by one, 1 foot after the other. Their daytime shoes, running shoes, loafers, even work boots, come off, and their dancing shoes, their Wednesday night shoes, go on. The students greet each other and chat, waiting for the arrival of their teacher.
Hola. Bien, gracias. Hace frío, sí.
Some begin to practice, with or without a partner, in anticipation of the moment when they leave the workaday world behind and lose themselves in the dance. It is tango night. Here are three dancers and three stories.
My name is Wayne Vandevery, and I'm 42, and I work in a maintenance department at a local water bottling factory. A couple years ago, I was riding a horse named O'Reilly, and this horse I was doing dressage with. He was my first dance instructor, because it sounds funny, but he was. People called him the schoolmaster of this horse, and he was teaching me dressage, teaching me the art of communication. How do you communicate with an animal or another being, for that matter? And learning how to communicate with this horse in dressage, and all the intricate cues that you use with your legs, with your hands, with your body. All of these things set me up to learn something very special in terms of dance. And I spent most of my life running away from things like dancing. And I remember my very first experience going to Toronto to a club. So it was a small little venue, you know, on Adelaide Street. And I checked it out this one Saturday night, and the lights were down, and people were friendly, and it was very, very pleasant. I watched people dance, and I watched how they communicated with each other. And it was clear the women were closing their eyes, and they were just being present. And the men were, you know, just opening up their minds and just being still and just moving from there. And it was amazing to watch couples go around the floor in a way that told me they were truly one.
My name is Pamela Fielding, and I'm 53 years old, and I'm an artist, a painter. I guess it was 1998. I went to Toronto to visit a friend. And my friend was working very late that night, and I was at loose ends. And I looked in the paper and found a dance club that had a Latin name. It was called El Rancho. I was interested in Latin dancing, so I went there by myself. Went down into the basement, and there were people there, couples, and they were dancing as though they were all asleep, and each couple were dreaming the same dream. They were gliding around on the floor. I'd never seen anything like that ever before. And I sat down on a bench, and the nice man next to me, after a while, asked me if I'd like to learn. And he gave me a lesson, and I was hooked.
My name is Mary Burgess Webb, and I just turned 60, I hate to tell you. And my occupation is, this is about my third career, and I am now an addictions therapist and have been for about 10 years. I have four children, and one of my sons moved to Buenos Aires, and he teaches English as a second language there. And I've had a couple of opportunities to visit him. And on my first visit, I know that one of the things I was very, very excited about was to see tango in the place where tango was born. And not only did it live up to every single expectation I had about it, and I had a romanticized idea of it, let me tell you, it went far beyond that. I was just enthralled. I still, at that point, hadn't even considered the idea of trying to learn to dance it myself. As I watched it, I would think, oh, I wish I could do that, but it looked so complicated. And then when the opportunity came up here in Guelph, that it dawned on me that perhaps I could try and learn it. So I did.
Quando la suerte che frena, pasando e pasando, e larghe farà. Quando te viene la vita, in rumbo desesperato.
Okay, let's start. Get a partner, please. Fast, fast, fast. Ladies don't have partner, do it with me. Okay, number one. Salida. One.
I've been doing other lessons with other different kinds of dances, for example, the waltz and the samba, and they're great dances too, and they can feel really good, but the center, the point of contact in the center is different for those dances. So there's more thought, there's more distance between the partners. With the tango, there is no distance. There's an intimacy that occurs in tango that I've never experienced in any other dance. And it's there's a sensuality, but more so an intimacy. And the intimacy is I'm present, I'm being present with you, you're being present with me. We are one for whatever, 5 minutes. We are one. We're moving in unison, or, you know, I'm answering your movements, you're answering my movements. I put out an opportunity here for you to move there, you move there, and then answer with this. And it's it becomes a dialogue. It becomes a dialogue where the speakers disappear. And the dialogue is just being expressed. If you're truly one with your partner dancing and you're in this kind of an intimate moment, the two become one. And then there is no questions, no answers. You just dance. The dance dances you, and time goes by and you don't even know it.
I find when I step into the arms of my partner, everything else disappears. There's no one else in the room. There's an emotional connection that changes from second to second. I'm always present, always responding to him. I never know what he's going to do. And that's so exciting, because I always have to be attuned to him, constantly attuned to him. And I love being that way. It makes me feel so alive. It's a beautiful, graceful way of moving. It makes me feel healthy. It makes my center feel strong, the center of my body. Sometimes I feel like I'm flying around the floor, but the person that I'm with is right with me. All the time, right with me. I always have that emotional connection with him. And if my attention wanders just a little bit, I know instantly. You never really get lost. You never get a chance to get lost, because it tells on you. As soon as the attention wanders, I make a misstep, or there's a little bump in the motion, and it brings me right back.
Really, every single person who seems to love tango, I think it's something about their soul, you know. They come from all walks of life. Some of them walk around, you know, some of them in baseball caps and have physical jobs, but have the souls of poets, just in the way they respond to the music and respond to their different partners in the dance. Tango, for some people, and I see it happening in other people, engages you completely, even after a difficult lesson where you haven't been particularly, let's say, adept. I would come home on a Wednesday night, and I am so excited and uplifted that I am unable to fall asleep immediately. I feel a joy. That's the only way I can put it. I am sure that something happens to your endorphins when you dance tango. I think, and I hear other people say this, if you engage in it and you love it, it grabs you and it never lets you go. There's some quote that some tango dancer said that there's an emptiness in me until I dance tango again. And I know that sounds very strange, but there's no other experience quite like it.
Espina de la espera, que lastima más y más.
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, backward 8. Yes, continue, don't wait for me. Yes, and?
In the evening, when I do this, I can go and be with people and enjoy something very, very different and unique. In contrast to my daily life of things got to get done now. And that's the clock, too, you see. During the day of work, you have a clock you got to go by. You have a certain amount of time to do a certain job. And then you got to move on to another job. And the whole day is regimented in clock time. In tango time, there is no time. And it's something that you share with other people. And it takes away the whole worry about time and everything else. And it provides you with, provides me with an evening of soulful being.
I just love that deep emotional connection, that psychological communication. To come out and soak myself in that every week, all evening, sometimes 2, 3, 4 nights a week, it keeps me alive, it keeps me vital, it keeps me creative. And then I'll go home and I'll paint, and my body and my psyche are awake, and it goes into the painting and it comes out in colors on the page. I don't want to live without tango. It's a beautiful thing in my life. It's just become part of the fabric of the way I move. I won't live without it.
I think you're learning how to be in touch with those intangibles, in touch with another person, and in touch with music. I think you're learning definitely to be in the moment and to be present to someone else and to the experience. You know, to be completely in touch is to let go of yourself. And that's got to be that's very ancient. That is something that, through the history of mankind, particularly in Eastern practices, for serenity and for nirvana, right? To become completely, to completely let go is the path to joy. And I think that in tango you can learn that.